آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔ آپ جڑے ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی ریڈیو کے ساتھ۔ As we are all aware, there are more and more coronavirus cases coming up in Sydney linked to the Crossroads Hotel outbreak. And the New South Wales government is tightening rules for pubs and hotels. And we almost have 30 cases linked to the pub. And out of these, about 14 people are those who actually attended the pub. And the remaining are those who came in contact with those infected people. So the new restrictions by the New South Wales government include bookings capped at 10 people and a staff member to monitor safety practices. The Premier Gladys Berejiklian wants seated service and no use of cutlery stations to curtail the infection. And speaking to Channel 9, the Premier says,
so all businesses, it's not just not good enough to have a COVID safe checklist if you're a pub or a hotel. You have to abide by these guidelines, otherwise there are very severe penalties. But it's also up to the patrons to do the right thing, and I can't stress that enough.
Let's see now what opposition leader Jodie McKay, who's also the Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism, has to say about the coronavirus rise in New South Wales. So welcome to the Hindi program, Ms. McKay.
Thank you, Kumud. It's really good to talk to you as always.
It's a pleasure, and it's wonderful to know that as the Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism, you're very keen to promote all the latest information and the correct information about the coronavirus to the multicultural communities of New South Wales.
Well, I think it's incredibly important. If you look at where this latest outbreak is in southwestern Sydney, there's a very high multicultural community, particularly around that Liverpool, Fairfield, that Holsworthy area. And I think it's really important that we actually making sure that we've got information distributed in different languages. But we've also got community and faith leaders who are well regarded, who are letting people know what they need to be doing, particularly in regard to testing and identifying symptoms. We still have many people who don't have a good grasp of English, and we need to be supporting them.
Sure, absolutely, I agree. Do you think at some stage towards the end of June, complacency took over from compliance?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way of putting it, actually. I do think that we've become complacent, and I'll use the we because I think it is right across the community. And I think it's even within government. If you look at the restrictions that were eased for pubs and hotels, the government admitted that they had June as an education month, and then they were going to look at compliance and enforcement in July. Well, I don't think we should have taken our foot off the brake on that compliance and enforcement. And I'm pleased that the Premier has actually acted this week in reducing the number of people, for instance, as you said, that are allowed in a hotel or a pub, and the number of group bookings, and making sure that internally, people are seated and that there's a marshal there to make sure people are doing the right thing. But I think that it's been a real stark reminder that this is still a very serious virus, and it's still within the community.
Absolutely. Do you think we've reached a fork in the road where we could see a second wave in the offing in New South Wales?
Yeah, so today I've actually questioned why the Premier hasn't declared southwest Sydney a hotspot. So a hotspot is where you have a cluster and ongoing community transmission. Today we've had a total of 34 cases linked to the Crossroads Hotel, which is in Casula.
Yes.
What that means for me is that as soon as you have a hotspot declared, you have every resource of government put into that area. And that means that we should have had more pop-up clinics. So we've had mile-long queues, 2-kilometre-long queues of people in their car idling, waiting to get tested at Casula and at Picton. They're finally opening another clinic at Lumia. and tomorrow there'll be another couple open. But I started calling for increased testing on Sunday, and that was extending the hours of when these pop-up clinics were open, but also making sure that we had more clinics. Because at the Crossroads Hotel on that 3rd of July alone, there were 600 people that were there. 600 people that were there on the 3rd of July, which is when this patient zero who they've identified today was there. Mm-hmm. And then they've asked for people to get tested from the 3rd to the 10th. So you're actually talking about thousands of people. And we now know that those people who were infected have gone to supermarkets and to clubs and hotels and to gyms and to restaurants. And of course, if you're keeping an eye on that list, which is on the New South Wales Health website, you will see that growing daily as they do this marvellous detective work in trying to trace where people who are infected have gone.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So we definitely need more pop-up clinics. How long does it take to set up a pop-up clinic?
Well, one of the reasons why we entered that lockdown phase that we went into was that so the government could ensure that the appropriate health resources were there. And the government has said that they have that. They're ready to go. So they have the ICU capacity, they have the ventilators, and they have the testing. But I think what this has proven this week, when this was first diagnosed on Friday, Saturday, is that they haven't been able to provide the testing capacity as required. So in the early stages, you could get tested at Campbelltown, Fairfield or Liverpool hospitals, and there was only two pop-up clinics, or there was only one pop-up clinic operating, which was in the car park of the Crossroads Hotel.
Right.
I call for more testing on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, again today. And finally, the minister this afternoon has indicated that there will be more testing facilities. But in my mind, as soon as you have a cluster like this, and remember that most of the cases that have been diagnosed until this cluster have actually been for in returning travellers.
Yes, quarantined. Yeah.
But this is the first time we've had this community transmission, and today they've been able to trace that to what they call patient zero, which is a chap who travelled from Melbourne and met a group of workmates at the Crossroads Hotel.
Oh.
Six of those were infected, and then six of those have gone out and, you know, done whatever they do over that week period, and that's where it spread.
Oh, dear. Great work for tracing that out, and let's hope we can contain this outbreak again. And any other suggestions?
Well, I think testing is the most important thing we can do right now. And it has to be, so if you did set up an area like this as a hotspot, in my mind, what this does is it makes visitors and residents alike be on high alert. So that complacency that we spoke about isn't there. So people are social distancing, they're very conscious of the hand sanitizing of when they get symptoms or not. So they're doing the right thing. The second thing is that it means that government resources are put into that area in a lightning blitz kind of way. So those clinics are set up, and we know that people will get tested if it's convenient, if it's simple and it's accessible. And we haven't had that with people, you know, waiting 5 hours or more to get tested. And the other thing is what you spoke about initially, which is that compliance and enforcement, which they're now doing in the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an outbreak like we have in Southwest Sydney, I think all the resources of government when it comes to compliance and enforcement should be on those big venues like supermarkets and clubs.
Right.
It should be on COVID-safe plans for restaurants and cafes and making sure that they're doing the right thing. It just means that there is a heightened level of awareness and government resources are targeted specifically to that area.
Let's hope for the best, and let's hope all that comes through. Everyone takes their responsibility, stays safe, and makes the world a safer place.
I certainly hope so, Kamuda. And can I just say thank you to you and SBS, and SBS Hindi in particular, for all the great work you're doing in spreading the message as well. It's really important, and it comes back to what I think we should be doing in regard to, you know, making sure that we've got this in different languages as well. It's so important that each and every person is getting the message.
Sure. Thanks again for your time. It's a pleasure speaking to you. Look forward to speaking again in case of something else.
I hope we get to catch up. That's what I hope.
I hope so too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।